Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl Mo from ATL Podcast Network. You're now tuning in to my show, Mo About Nothing. Come chill with me weekly on ATLPN.com. Now, let's start the show. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Mo, and we are here for another episode of Mo About Nothing with my guy, BT, my ride or die, Therese DeMarco, and Beige Rage, Doug.
Let's see what this is going to be like today.
You might have to keep that anger going from the other night, Doug. Keep it going this way.
That's fine.
That way.
Goddamn darkest.
That way.
Goddamn darkest.
You were reading your Facebook page, and what did you come across?
Oh, today?
Yeah, today.
Oh, yeah.
Every morning.
Like, it's a damage report. Every morning. I wake up every morning before I go to work pissed. Like, what the fuck?
You need to stay off Facebook for the morning. First
I do.
All
is this part of the stories? Are we doing like the shit we don't like early today?
We did last the world, week, the whole world, episode.
The world is like that now. That's how the world is.
And I do it. And then I'm like, okay, I'm mad. Then I gotta go take a shower and calm down, you know, get my shit together before I go to work.
Can we modify this one a little bit? Could you please go to like the Business Insider or HuffPo? Can we just get off?
You don't want to hear what them niggas talking about.
Well, it's a matter of like, I wake up, I check my phone, and I have a bunch of like messages and stuff for all of my.
I'm confused about what stories you're speaking of.
Where you been at?
Yeah. The one that has to do with your president.
You live in America?
Okay.
No.
The United States.
And the shit he's
like
pulling.
Like this shit, I don't even know what y'all talking about.
Oh, you just numb to the world. They just going to come get you. You ain't going to know what's been going on.
I'm not even going to know what's happening. Because, you know, like, my family's immigrants anyway, so.
Ooh, everybody's family's immigrants.
Ain't no water nowhere around Kentucky. What you talking about?
Immigrated from the mountains of West Virginia?
Would y'all fall out of the sky like rain?
That's exactly what happened. You know, I'm a goddess, so. I mean, I was just placed there.
Just descended from the heavens? That's what
you know. I mean, that's what just happens with people like me. Like, I'm an indigo baby.
Just a
you,
blessing if, for us.
Just a blessing. Just a blessing.
If you live Brian, in Kentucky.
VT's just going to have, he's going to try to, like.
Let me do his last
cut
joke.
Cut right through my story.
If you live in Kentucky, that means you ran out of gas in the way where you're going.
Exactly. You're either going north or going south.
I thought you were
going
to say it to the millions of people that are there.
Yep.
You here. You don't like them.
The 1.3.
Yeah, you escaped.
You found a hole in the fence.
Goddamn Badlands up there.
Let me get the hell on. Yeah.
Oh, it's boy. Not that bad. It's really
if
not
that
bad.
If you gotta say that in front of bad, that means it's worse.
No, it's really not that bad. It's actually a really cool place.
You know, it's not that bad. Having gone to real.
They said the same thing about Nazi Germany. Like, oh, it's not that bad.
No, it wasn't. They didn't say anything like that about that. Like, they didn't say anything like not that bad about anything like that.
Having a kidney infection is not that bad.
Mo, how was your weekend?
Uneventful.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I know. I didn't get any. Like, I didn't have any type of
sex.
Nothing. Like, I didn't even watch Pornhub. Nothing. Like, it was horrible. What? I know.
That's not what I was asking. But okay.
How did we get here?
Right. She just transitioned right into that. Like, she was mad about it.
See what you were thinking about.
Right.
That's exactly like, what I was thinking
about. This shit.
Somebody ran out of minutes on their phone.
No, I did not. I mean,
that's awkward.
Said, ran out of minutes.
You know what I'm saying? You couldn't get to Pornhub.
No, and it's not that I couldn't get to it. I just didn't watch it. What are you getting to? What are you trying to?
Just a question.
He asked you an open-ended question.
Ask us that every week.
He was trying to, I feel like he was like digging. How was your weekend?
It wasn't as good as BT's.
it wasn't.
It was okay.
It wasn't.
You know, weekend Eve, I went out to a nice event. That's Thursday.
I saw that. You look nice.
Yeah, we dressed up. We played dress up on Thursday.
I saw you. And you also did like a little karaoke thing.
You know I got to perform when I hit the stage.
Yeah, as long as you didn't put your dick out.
Nah, not in that venue.
Yeah, that was too nice. It was too nice. They weren't ready for that.
And I was dressed up. So,
so was it like a they presented? Everybody had to sit down at tables or something?
Hell no. They honored like 50 people.
So they just yelled out on the mic?
Did y'all
like,
eat?
No, they like, outs? Gentlemen, come on up. This everybody, salute them.
Tell me what it was. Tell everybody what it was.
It was the event thrown by the Made Men, I think 100 Black Men Atlanta, honoring tastemakers in Atlanta.
Ooh.
The two people I went and supported were from two of the top tastemakers in Atlanta for nightlife. Shout out to
Southside
Ken and Sleepy Green.
Yeah.
And, they honored them. They do a good job.
Yeah. They known around town. They knowns around these parts.
Exactly. They knowns around these parts.
Exactly. So, yeah, the event was nice. The venue was nice. 595 Dorf. I'm not sure if everyone been there or not. But don't drive. Take an Uber. Or we on Lyft now.
Fuck
Uber. Fuck Uber.
Yeah, we on Lyft.
I just got to get rid. I got to get
used to. But, I mean, I understand to a certain extent. But, listen, people got to make a living.
Look, I
got to. They got a lot of immigrants and people that drive for Uber. They have to live. They have to pay for their family. That may be the only
way. They can drive on Lyft. They usually drive on both of them anyway.
And they can get tips, too, on Lyft.
Yeah, I just read about Lyft's, business practices. Uber's business practices.
Yeah.
Like, all stuff they've been doing. Yeah. No, their whole business practices are kind of corrupt anyway.
Yeah.
Ooh, they lie to their employees.
Ain't that every employer?
Well, hardcore lie to their employees. To the fact that they're, being sued. And the government's like, hey, no, you guys are fucking up. You know, for one, they promised a lot of their employees, hey, you can get this nice car if you drive with us. You know,
oh, yeah, that's a setup. The leasing program?
Yeah, and they lied to their employees about that. Like,
they
price
like $300 a week.
Were way more expensive. Yeah, it was
really?
Just gouging.
A week. Because you got to work your job and drive for them. And then they take the money out, so you're really working for nothing.
They take the money out off the top.
God.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of things they've been doing.
So the hashtag fuck Uber, that's what everybody's on?
Delete Uber.
Delete Uber.
I thought
You went extra hard.
Yeah, you did.
I mean, why not?
Same thing.
I mean,
fuck them, delete them.
Fuck them, delete them.
I mean, look.
Don't use them. Don't
pay the
money.
I can't really delete them. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, we already know Doug can't delete.
Why can't you delete
my Uber is what we call jailbroken.
Don't put yourself out there.
So
you get dollar rides. You get dollar rides everywhere.
He said don't. Oh, yeah. So...
Yeah,
I don't know. We don't know why. I can't.
So, in other words, you going to just help us load us on the trains as we go to get burnt up?
I mean, look.
You got a free Uber?
Somebody got to tell the story. Somebody has to tell the story.
Okay? Somebody got to sit back.
Look, I love Uber. I ain't going to lie, but I'm going to have to stop using them.
I mean, I
got to get used to
them. Have you ever used Lyft?
Yeah.
I've used both of them.
If you use... I was...
Hey, you know Black China and Rob Kardashian be giving people $50 in credits.
Let me put it like this.
I got one, too.
If you start using Lyft, you're going to have to get used to riding in cars that ain't,
you can't do Uber Black. I mean, is that what it's called? Uber Black? Uber
I mean, you can.
Uber something that's a little bit nicer.
It might be me, but the cars with Lyft are a little bit older.
They are. They go back a few more years in Uber.
Yeah, like we.
Before we have an 05.
Yeah.
I used to go on dates and get a black car when I had them credits.
Luxury.
Yeah. Like when they first came out, all my friends come to Atlanta, and before anybody really knew about it, I would give them my code. And so every time people came to town.
They would give you credits?
Yeah, just get credits.
Right now,
I had one summer, I had about 300 and something credits, 300,000 credits. And I would just take black cars on dates. Or, hey, I'm hungry.
That's
I don't feel like driving. I'm finna get them to take me to McDonald's. You know, just, I was tricking off.
Sad.
I was.
Well, now you
that
got.
That was before Uber Eats, too.
You're right. I was about to say, now you got Uber Eats.
I know. But you got Grubhub you can use.
Grubhub be doing too much. Like, I can't. I just want my food.
It's cheaper to order your stuff, Uber to get it, and Uber back home than it is to do Uber Eats.
You're about right.
Yeah.
That is, well, for me, it's actually been cheaper both times because they got my order wrong, so it was free both times.
If they had it right, you still going to say it wrong. I know somebody can do that all the time.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
You also got Postmates.
Postmates, they slow.
You have to use Shift for groceries.
But you know, I said last week, I said they
Amazon
should have
that.
Sex for Uber. Uber sex.
What? You need
dick
dropped off?
He said that's why
they
told me to do Tinder.
You need dick dropped off like that?
Sometimes I might.
I'm sure you can get dick on demand.
You know you ain't going to be able to say it was wrong, the wrong order. So you can't.
Exactly.
Right.
She's like, I ordered an Asian one.
I'm going to open the door and be
like, an Asian one.
That's not right.
And of course,
that's not right.
To combat the situation, Uber's offering $50 off, 50% off this week.
This week only?
Yeah.
They 50% off. 50% off until they get
And Lyft ain't working right now.
It's not?
Lyft's not working?
No, yeah.
Okay, Uber.
Something wrong with their servers.
Uber trying to work it out.
Uber, probably the Russians probably hacked that shit too. Yeah.
Everybody's fucked up. I don't know what's going on. Everybody's fucked up now. Y'all killing me. Like
it's a new world.
People are actually detained at the airport. Is this really true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are they on break? The Senate has services. What they doing? The Congress on break?
They own what's the next team for the most part. Oh, he got numbers. Well,
they all backing down.
Because I'm confused how he was just able to make it. Didn't go through any channels.
These are executive orders.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So it's fuck y'all.
So these people are really detained, like at these places, yeah. The airports and shit. And
they send the niggas back to Dubai and shit.
Yeah, it's like when your parents leave and they leave your little brother in charge, your big brother in charge. you can't use no phone.
Now become a police state. Yeah.
Exactly. And you know you can use the phone, but your brother, he in charge right now.
He in charge right now. Then
when your mama get back, he going
to
get his ass in trouble.
Yeah.
When your mama get back, what do you do?
If you notice that a lot of the Trump's Republican Party are starting to distance themselves from him.
Like, they've never got close to him.
Right. Rudy Giuliani's like, I don't know that nigga.
I mean, even when he was running, like, they was like, listen, we know Clinton. Mm. They was basically saying on them campaigns, like, we know that Clinton is a bitch. Like, we know that she got some fucked up shit going on, but I will die before I say Trump is going to be.
Look, let me put it like this.
Some of the Republicans, though.
This motherfucker just had an email server. That ain't shit compared to what this motherfucker. He's finna start a goddamn
war. Everybody talking about emails.
When he turned America to his own business.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, I ain't worried about that. I mean, we dumb enough to do that shit, then, you know. I'm talking about the real shit. We taking folks' liberties away and goddamn.
Yeah.
This is real shit. This is like back in Pearl Harbor shit. This is slavery shit. This is like people putting they are about to put people in camps.
But here's the thing though. Then when they interned all the Japanese, nobody said anything. Now they try to do that shit and the fucking United States went in uproar. We've been protesting since he showed up.
Did you hear about California?
California's trying to break itself off from
the whole. They said we ain't finna pay no taxes.
They said we ain't paying no fucking taxes. And that secession is on their docket for next year.
Yeah.
They like, fuck you niggas. We done.
Well, they been trying to do that.
I think it's like the fourth largest economy in the world.
But no. The only state that could probably break away and we give two fucks.
Alaska.
No. It's Texas. Texas is big enough to handle its own
they
shit. Are.
Texas is bigger than France.
Texas had their own motherfucking, like, Texas, back in the little, what was that, the war days back in the, well, they had their own thing.
Texas got oil.
They have their own confederacy. Energy,
they got water. They got everything they need.
That's to sustain itself.
California doesn't have any water.
But California
has to get water from other states. It has no water. It has no power to support everybody that's over there.
That's why they have. They're starting wind turbines and stuff like that.
Yeah, but what is that? You got too many.
They sharing with like Arizona and they get priority. They sharing with like Arizona and New Mexico.
Too many
I'm
people.
I'm confused,
man.
About how you can be on the coast and not get water.
You want to drink some salt water?
That's different water.
You can't filter it.
They can purify. I guess they
just. I don't know why
they don't do that either.
Many niggas. Too many.
I don't know why
you can't filter it. There's too many niggas. That's what an ocean. I mean, it's an ocean.
Because I'm thinking Atlanta about to be the beach in a few years the way the earth going.
Shit. That shit crazy.
Well, I mean, they said that, I don't know, it's probably millions of years from now, but California's supposed to break itself off anyway just by the San Andreas fault.
Yeah, that could happen any minute. Mm. And it's been 1,700 earthquakes in Oklahoma due to them doing fracking.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just think we need to
look at this commercial right here.
We ain't watching TV. I think we need to.
I'm just saying, look at this. Is how black people. It's no. This is how black people.
Oh, it is racist as fuck, ain't it?
Right. This is how black people.
Goddamn.
Go on, nigga.
I don't even know who that was.
That's how white people send them black people anyway.
We just got to get our plans together. My plan for 2017 is almost complete.
It's January.
Duffle up some cash.
Right.
Duffle up some cash. Give me some bullets.
Hey, does your plan involve like fleeing?
No, just procreation. That's all.
Procreation. Gonna breathe them out. No, seriously.
I'm gonna give you a go bag. I gotta give you a go bag.
Yeah, you gotta have a bug out bag. But yeah. If you're looking at all this stuff, once he made these orders, everybody in the country was like, nah. Fuck that.
Not everybody.
Well, most of the people who matter.
You know, the silent majority who don't even want you to know they voted for Trump. Those jokers will be in the queue right over from you who they fist pumps. I don't want you to hear them.
Mm-hmm. This is America. They
having a good time just looking back. Mm-hmm. Just like, I'm so, he's finally doing what he said he was going to do. Love this is the first time any president ever did that.
Like, man, take away people's liberties. Yeah.
Exactly.
But the thing is, like they're saying, well, like, he came for Japanese. The Jews, I didn't say anything. You know, yeah. We came for these people, I didn't say anything. Not he came for me, nobody. Nah. Everybody's like, fuck that. Okay? Yeah. Like, I saw this this picture on Facebook. It's my favorite picture of the day. It was like, at first they came for the Muslims, and we were like, not today, motherfucker. That's my favorite picture of the day. Because it's the truth. We were like, nah. They were like, nah, we're not doing this shit. And, like, literally, he's been in power for what, 7 days?
Nine days?
Well, he ain't gonna make it, man.
He has literally, there have been not riots, there's been protests every day.
You know what? I know. In Vegas, somewhere, there is an over and under. I want to find this over and under, and I'm gonna give me like $300.
Man, they got a motherfucking Underground Railroad revamped. Look, like, at over this rate,
at this rate, I give him to March 1st. Okay, he ain't gonna make it to February at this rate. Man. Like, if he keeps doing like at the rate he's going,
but ain't nobody to check him though.
But there's nobody to check him.
Because you don't have the cabinet in place, and Congress is standing by idle.
Nah, look, I think once you take away enough people's civil liberties, I think they're gonna
as far as safety.
And
he was like, "Fuck what the judicial branch said. Y'all keep doing what I said."
Right. He removed the judicial the branch page from the White House website.
But you know, it was tripped when he the other week when everybody quit. You wonder what was it? The Justice Department. Mm-hmm. A lot of them quit. I wonder if they saw his plan. And like, hell no, we out this bitch.
I think he was like, you can quit or you're fired. I think he did that to clear it out because there's nobody in those higher positions to check
it. Like them five people talking about it. Right, they're making all those decisions.
And that one guy, what's that name? Bannon.
Bannon.
He's just
everybody's talking about impeach President Bannon.
Yeah, he's just running them up. Like, who is that guy?
That's what they're talking about. Did y'all see that little meme?
And then
they
made the alt-right the new word for the white racist, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Alt-right.
Like, what the fuck?
I'm just like, what the Klansman? Fuck? Did y'all see that thing on Facebook where they had Bernie Sanders? They said Bernie Sanders put on...
Cash me outside.
Cash me outside. How about that? Yeah, I know. I see that. Uh-oh. I was so weak. I was like, he did not write that.
One of my favorites is Punch a Nazi. Have you seen that? Yes. That one guy who... Oh. That one... Okay, this is one.
Oh,
yeah.
Another one got punched.
No, the same guy got punched twice in the same day.
One got knocked out, though. Hey.
Racist people in the United States, okay? You can't be in public spewing hate and expect not to get checked, okay?
By somebody.
Because, like, both
of
those guys.
The first person who be trying to do it, though, it'd be like them well-to-do white people.
But the thing is, here's the thing. You know, the Nazi who got punched? He got punched two times by white people.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm
saying. Black people didn't hit him.
That's what I'm saying. White people be the first people to do that shit.
I was like, look.
You can't be. You're not going to talk shit about David. Devontae. I've worked with him for 2 years.
All right.
I didn't see this. Should have known.
You didn't see it? Mm-hmm. He was talking major. Major cash money shit. Okay.
Cash money shit.
And got clocked. Yeah. Okay.
And then he's somewhere else
talking the same cash money shit and gets clocked again.
Yeah.
Look, you can't take but so many ass whoopers in a day before you gotta get home.
His credibility is gone now. You get sucked up, man. Fuck you.
You got stole over.
But you know, that only makes them mad or makes them, you know, whatever.
Because next what they're going to do is get guns.
The
thing that's consistent when it comes to race is all you have to say is we need to protect our blank, and you can be a racist all day long, just like back in the day. We got to protect our women and children from these black, these Negroes. That's what they used to say.
That is what they used to say.
And now they're saying we got to protect ourselves from the Muslims and all this kind of stuff. And it just makes no sense. Why are you so fucking scared?
America was doing well until they started treating everybody else like niggas.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It was like, I guess they feel like, hey, we've done everything we can to these black people.
But my thing is, it's consistent. Why are you so afraid of everybody else? Why? Because you've been doing everybody wrong.
You've created enemies.
And ain't shit happened since.
Yeah. So, all the other shows, we always get off talking about, you know, dick talk. So this is
refreshing.
Yeah.
Had some dick talk in there. She ain't get no dick this weekend.
I mean, that was the first thing I said. Really. I mean, I just wanted to go ahead and get it out the way.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, last week I just had a little attitude. And I think it was because I haven't.
Lack of dick.
So I think I just accepted this week that I wasn't going to get any. And watch, soon as I walk outside.
Somebody will jump on you.
Tomorrow.
Oh.
I'm probably gonna get a dick pic right here.
Really?
Damn.
They come random like that?
I told you, and I told you they'd be doing like new dick
pics. Wait a minute. Unsolicited dick pics?
I don't know about
like I've never sent a dick pic, so I don't know how, you know.
Well,
does that qualify as getting some dick a picture?
Like, the game don't change.
It hasn't, because now they send them on Snapchat, so now they can put like little filters and shit on them.
Oh,
what? Why you need
to filter the dick?
They be doing like black and white sepia. Like, they be putting all types of shit on there. Yeah.
These new niggas.
they got this emoji shit, so then they be putting bitmojis and shit. I be like, who the fuck are these niggas?
No, these people you know are just random
people. Some people know. Like, you know, Snapchat, you can just, random people can follow you. And so, like, if they see you, they like you, they like your snaps or whatever. So niggas just see you, oh,
that's going to get in the pussy.
I want to see what picture you be posting up for them to actually snap you a dick pic.
I can show you. I told you I just made a thought video.
That's why you get any woman like, right there. You like your dick. Let me get it.
Yeah, like
this. No, I mean, that don't necessarily mean that I have to take it. If you send it to me, I mean, I'm not going to sit there and say I'm not looking.
Like, do you keep a collection? Look
at it. How many dicks you get on your phone?
No, I don't keep a collection because Snapchat, the purpose of Snapchat is they snap. Yeah, you can only look at it once.
Unless
and it deletes. Unless
you
screenshot it. But the thing is they it sends you notifications if somebody
or ain't got no shame.
There's an app where you can screenshot it. It just takes a video of what it's playing on your screen. Maybe they're using
this.
Look, I can't give out too much power.
Okay, you're going to give me that after the podcast.
Or you can just get your phone and Snapchat take a picture of your phone.
Yeah, with another phone. That's an old man trick right there. Okay. That's an old man trick. My shit is new age.
Okay. Oh, you got new age.
Let me tell y'all something. Look, I love my iPhone 6 Plus. Oh, I love it to death.
I got a 7.
But okay. Is that a humble brag?
I just thought I
would. She said, yours ain't shit.
I just thought I would let you know.
So the other night, I'm out in a nice spot. All of a sudden, the hustle come in. And I'm like, oh.
Explain who the hustle is.
Explain hustle, please.
Music Soulchild walks in. He's going to have a good performance. I mean, we in this little small venue. And I'm like, this is the shit right now. He got up there. I put my phone up, start videoing it. Then this asshole comes and stand beside me.
That'd be me.
It pulls out his phone. Ooh. I swear to God. My video look like muddy water next to some goddamn Aquafina.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Old K-screen.
What kind of phone you got? A Galaxy?
I have a, no, ma'am. I have a, I have a Google Pixel XL.
Oh, okay. Shit. Okay.
Okay.
It looked like he had some damn lights that came out and flashed on the stage.
Hey, right, baby. No video.
You got
something
on the back of your phone? Let me see. What you got? Nothing on your camera? Nothing? Because you know who else has a good camera?
Where?
B.
The 7.
What kind of phone he got?
I think he had like a Note or a Galaxy or something like that. He has a Samsung.
It'll be that 7.
All I'm saying is that.
Oh, that's what you got.
Mm-hmm. I like that phone for that one moment that we were in a club,
right.
A dark club.
Like the
other
camera.
I will take my phone.
I'll
anytime.
Just take the iPhone. I like the iPhone.
And, I will,
this is somebody that's had both. Hey, I mean, look, I usually
that don't make you
everything.
Credible though.
Yes, it does. What the fuck?
I've had both.
It don't make you credible.
The fact that my camera's shitting on y'all makes me credible.
Oh, nah. But what else is it shitting on? Besides
everything
the camera.
Shows do.
Besides the camera, what else? What else
Nothing.
Do you got?
Everything.
Whatever. Nah. Okay. I don't
I got widgets.
I give them for that.
I bet you your messages still come in out of order.
Nope.
On me?
That's your fault.
Messages come out of order.
Yeah.
Send at least
three or four
text to me, and we'll see how many times I get ding 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 in my phone. And then it'll be one or two. No, it'll be
five or six,
three or six, two or six,
first of all,
and then four or six.
I'm not out here sending. You know, it's an 8-page text manifestos to people.
I hope not.
I can just call you at that point.
You can do one sentence and then break it up into five.
Hey, now you're just mad. Okay.
He said
seriously,
just
does
mad.
That.
Hey, look. Hey, but my pictures and my videos are better.
I've known women who don't talk to dudes because they don't have iPhones. So.
Yes.
Fuck them bitches anyway.
What?
Okay.
What'd you say?
Fuck them bitches anyway.
Well, I mean.
Okay.
I just want, if I have an iPhone and you don't, like.
That makes you shallow.
No,
okay?
it makes it difficult to communicate. That's what it does.
Okay. How? You know you can call
I
somebody.
Just think,
how, Sway? How?
I think if you have a an Android phone and it's new, then you're prone to make bad decisions.
I don't even know what that means.
That means there's an iPhone sitting right there in front of you, and you pick the other one. That's what it means.
Look, they don't know about all the cool shit that the Android can do. And I'm not going to tell them.
Let me go download this movie that's in theaters.
I've had Android phones.
No. Here's the thing. There's so many cool-ass things I can do on my phone that you can't do on yours, and I refuse to tell you, mofos. Okay?
As long as I can get a phone call.
You're 90, though. You don't really use your phone
90?
Like that.
90? Damn. This nigga said you're 90.
You just started texting last week.
You know what I'm saying? Pow. Listen.
Quick fingers.
Well, that was a good one.
I guess.
Double tap.
Maybe I need to stop talking about phones because I'm seeing my age.
Right. In my day. Okay.
Back in my day.
You know what I'm saying? We throw rocks at niggas when we went to talk to them. They would come over here and we talk.
It wasn't like that when we had this bag.
We had a slingshot niggas.
We had this bag with the phone.
Why did I ask Doug to come over here tonight?
I don't know. I don't. It's Monday. It's my birthday of the week.
It's Monday. You know what I'm saying? Look,
he need to come just to vent and get it out
of
here.
It's been a hard day. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's good. It's all right.
Anything I say to y'all, I'm sorry. I've had a long day.
No, listen, I think it's fine. I think it's great. But he just, you know, he just be offended every week.
That's fine. I try to offend him. I try to offend him every time I come.
Well, he's never really offended.
We had a good time this weekend, so I'm good.
Yeah.
Are y'all allowed to talk about that?
Talk about what?
Friday.
What happened Friday.
Well, I just want to know, did anybody fuck?
I went to the.
Was anybody in here? Like, slept over? Did anybody sleep over in here?
No, I mean, no. No, they all went to the house.
Look at Doug's face.
Doug got the fuck out of here early.
Doug's face. Look at the camera here because I wish we was on Doug's face.
Mm-hmm. Had to get out. I was like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I started off at a nice cigar bar over in Midtown.
Mm-hmm.
Left there, went to Halo. Saw the Hustle. I don't know those folks' names. I don't know the folks who was.
Willie Nim.
Willie Nim, that's what it was.
Willie Nim.
It was pretty cool. Then we went to Chef Rob's. I mean, had my crab cakes ready when I walked in.
I know. I saw you in these videos. What's up with them lemon heads, though? What you have with them lemon heads?
I like lemon heads, and I actually had a bar. And I thought it'd be a cool video.
He was lying.
Actually, he got taken for them apple heads.
I had some apple heads, but I got Jack on the way.
So you had to take
the little head. And then what else happened?
It happens to the best of us. Don't feel bad.
Got home about 4 in his videos,
I was like, if he stares, I feel like he was just staring. I felt uncomfortable.
I do that.
I felt uncomfortable because his video.
Rub his beard.
Yes, because he'd be staring at me, rubbing his beard.
Staring
at me. Like, I'd be looking at
him. I do that because everybody hates me doing it, so I keep on doing it.
Looking like that girl in that turn off what video when she be like. Don't look directly at it.
That's a visual. So.
Yeah.
You ever seen the turn off what video?
I've never seen that video.
You gotta check it out. That one girl, she dancing.
I'm gonna find that.
What video is it?
Turn down for what?
Oh, God.
You don't talk about?
But she's, no. But that's probably. Yeah, trust that's
me.
It.
Trust me. Go look at turn down for what?
All right.
I can't.
It's not double T right. Like, don't be on Doug's side. Whatever you do, just
what?
Stay
I mean,
Doug's
I'm
side.
On. I'm
He's
on whatever side I feel like is right. Hey, Doug, can I have a piece of gum?
I mean, you might be able.
Give everybody in the audience one. You're chewing like you on the shelf.
Yeah. He's like giving everybody.
You have gum on the mic.
I failed sharing in kindergarten.
Thanks, because you know, I got this lisp going. Like, I haven't worn my retainer in a couple of days.
You got a lisp going.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it's because your wet mouth.
Oh, she got the wet mouth.
No.
No.
Stop, please. He just devolved into, you know what the hell this podcast is. Okay, get back on track. So, anyway.
Getting back on track to the way it was. Listen.
So how's your birthday planning going since we ain't gonna be there?
Y'all, I need some suggestions for turning 30.
First suggestion is push that mic away when you're chewing.
Yeah.
Now
you got the wet
that.
Mouth and we can hear that.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Yep.
Okay. No.
I think you need to get a suite. This is what you need to do. You need to call Embassy Suites.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them you want to get the executive boardroom that has the big table in it. Tell them to take the table out. And then you can tell them don't have anybody on either side of you or up under you. And you need to have a party at NBC Suites. And make sure the pool is heated.
Wait a minute. So I really can tell them nobody under me or beside?
At the end of the hall.
You can request it.
Yeah, do it at the end of the hall, yeah.
Just be like, hey, you're going to be loud. It's your birthday. And this is what I like.
Oh, you know what? I could call the La Meridian. How big are those suites over there? They're pretty big.
They're nice.
They're decent.
You can call them. You just give me a credit card, then I can get that hooked up.
Okay.
Put you on the ground floor or some shit like that.
For real.
Yeah. Or,
and if y'all if y'all I need some go-go dancers.
Some what?
See, we out. You just ruined it right there.
Some go-go dancers.
You a damn go-go dancer. You just a damn dip.
I just saw you just dip. Do squats.
Don't be telling
what you need
people
go-go
my business.
Dances for. What like, you need that for? You
could, don't be telling people my business.
Like you could grab his ankles and while you doing that, you know.
What wait, you want male go-go dancers or female go-go dancers?
You know that move?
Both.
You know that move?
Yeah, I'm not gonna come to that party.
Yeah. I'm not even gonna.
Yeah,
you're not gonna come.
Maybe we can help you with the female ones, but
yeah, I'm not gonna come.
I don't even know what the fucking go-go is. What is a go-go?
It's just probably a stripper that doesn't take off the clothes.
What's the use in that?
To go.
That's a dancer.
Like, go go.
Who's that? Bye. To go.
Bye bye.
Listen, no, I don't.
I just don't. That's kind of far. What you talking about being at? That's like really far out. I would have to spend the night for real, and I need to choose where I'm gonna sleep first.
It is South Carolina.
It's not South Carolina. It's only like 20 miles away.
That's a lifetime.
More than 20 miles away.
That's no, it's not. How many minutes outside the perimeter is that?
Not a little,
45.
That's the real indication.
It's like 22.
No, it's not. I've been there before. You can't lie to me.
He's like, I've been there before. Like, you ain't never been there more than once.
No. I was like, fuck this shit.
He made it back here to tell stories.
I got a couple of friends in Suwanee.
Yeah, no, I used to.
Deal breaker.
I lived there for like 2 months. You always say that it's a deal breaker. It's a deal breaker.
Like, I can't maintain that shit. I can't.
Okay, so this is really a question. Like, if you really have friends or really like someone, would you really, like, reduce the relationship down to the amount of time it takes to travel to see?
I'm gonna tell you a secret. The biggest indicator of whether something's gonna work is distance.
Location.
Okay. Location is the number one that's what I'm looking for. The number one thing that determines if something's gonna work.
Deal breaker.
Yeah, it is. Like
I
met this girl who lived just a gorgeous girl. We were at this event and just completely stunning. She lived in Villa Rica.
That's too far.
Okay.
Where's that?
That's past Douglasville.
Right, right. That was like, it's west.
You know the park, you know the parking ride?
Like, you need to go out your neighborhood.
You know what? You know how you can park in a parking lot somewhere, and then you can get on a van, and you can drive into the city?
Yeah.
Villa Rica, you just on the edge of being able to do that.
Yeah, it's far.
It's that far past.
So I live in Brookhaven. And okay. So I was like, oh, it was like, she was probably like 54 minutes from my house. I can get to Alabama in less than 54 minutes.
And
the thing about that is, you'll never find out if you like somebody because of that commute. Look, it ain't worth it.
Because the thing is, if you come to my house, if I'm coming to your house at night, in the evening, if it's traffic, we'd add another 35, 40 minutes to it.
35, 40?
Maybe another hour.
Possibly. So another hour.
2 hour trip.
Now it's 2 hour trip to get to your house.
Chattanooga.
Okay. That means I got to pack a bag.
Chattanooga, yeah. That's true.
You know what? And this is Atlanta. I can find somebody who's just as stunning, who lives two exits over.
And then if they live two and a half exits over, we're going to still have that talk.
Like, no, seriously, I have a...
Because, listen, during lazy, between the hours of 30, four...
35 minutes is my limit. If you live more than 35 minutes from me, not come to see you.
I mean, I guess that's kind of true because, like right now, since I'm living in Lawrenceville, I didn't want to take my son out of school, so he's still going to the same school in DeKalb.
Oh.
Because he's my son. I love him, but he's right on. If he wasn't my son, I'd be like, hell no. Nah.
Right.
I ain't take you to school in the morning. I take him to school in the morning every morning.
Just
to
let you know, look, being a new kid in school is the shit.
When he gets older, it gets better.
I mean, if he gets older, but Mason being a new kid in school is not really true. You know, he cusses everybody out. He's in trouble every day.
I hear thugging.
He's a thug.
Yeah, he
I don't want to put that label on him, but he's really like about that life.
Like,
Villa Rica is far.
I dated a girl in Stockbridge who's like right on the edge. I was like, if it took me extra minute and a half to get here, I don't even think
they have apartments in Villa Rica. You own a house out there. They don't have apartment complex because no, ain't nobody gonna rent them. It's crazy. Yep.
So everything she does is in Villa Rica. How did you meet her?
That's what I said. She
came into the city to stay at home
for a party.
Yeah, it was like we had like a
she brought with Crook too. The first time she been out
and
ever.
She drove that far to go to this.
And she wondered why she's single.
Look, she was extra bad. Okay,
no matter.
She had all the right weaponry.
Did she work in Villa Rica?
Yeah, she worked at that. She lived there.
Okay, so I was going to say. If you live in Villa Rica.
I guess that makes a real difference. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I guess I can get it to some extent. But if I really wanted to be with somebody like that, like weekend, maybe a weekend lover, I don't know. But during the week, by the time I get home.
How are you going to take up that man?
I say this, but my girlfriend lives in the Bahamas.
Yeah, you're right.
It's kind of crazy.
But it's different, though.
Does she?
That's a little different. Because She don't think you're going to get in a car and get on a boat to come see her.
Right.
Y'all playing that.
Yeah. I did see Crockett and Tubbs get in the boat and drive to the Bahamas.
Yeah, but we talking about, man, Crockett and Tubbs. What the hell? What? We talking about expectations, though. Yeah. We talking about, what you mean you can't come and see me tonight?
That's loyalty. That's loyalty.
That's arguments. That's fights. That's what that is.
Look.
First of all, that you're loyal.
But she could come through.
Of course she can come.
But no, yeah, I don't even want that because then you'd be like, all right.
But then you gotta wait on.
I gotta get up in the morning. Yeah.
What you finna do?
Thanks.
You gotta pack a weekend bag.
And then you don't want to stay the night.
Why? Who don't?
Do you?
If we dating like that,
then
yeah. I mean, if you,
y'all gotta be dating like that for her to drive to your motherfucking house.
If we dating, you stay over. I'm gonna try to hit it in the morning. Let's just be real. That's just me.
You gonna try?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, I'm not gonna.
If she's staying with you, because she live in Villa Rica.
With consent, of course.
I'm saying. I've never been one to kick somebody out. You know, after we're done, I'm like, look, you stay, you won't.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. It depends. I used to have a problem with getting tired of people. You know, I broke that whole thing. You know, but you know, hey, stay. Yeah, if I feel like I want you to stay, or you know, I don't want you just to assume because you're coming over, you're gonna stay 3-4 days.
Oh no!
Like if she live in Villa Rica, and then she come over like on a Thursday, and then it's Friday, and then it's Saturday, and if she just hanging out with me is one thing, but let her go see some of her friends a couple of times. I'm like, this motherfucker just trying to use my house as the purse.
Oh, yeah.
Like a hotel room or something.
And then she start coming
all the time. And it's like she just here and then we hit and then she gone. Why? And I'm like,
it's home base. I don't
it's home, know. Yeah.
Because she's concerned. She's holding that spot, you know what I'm saying? And she's not here.
Yeah, he's a place.
Okay, what if he was like, all right, well, I'm about to bring girl number X over and you try to come back through. You can't because
he's talking. No, why are you looking at me?
Because you like co-signing.
Okay, so thank you, Doug, for that.
I do.
Here's
like
what I'm saying. If we're just starting a date,
right?
Okay, and you come over
but
once.
We talking about.
Let me paint the picture.
Okay,
and you come over once, and then we hit, and then you stay overnight. Whatever. Uh-huh. Then the next time you come over, you stay 3-4 more days.
3-4 days.
Let's say 3 days, and you come in, we hit. We eat breakfast, we go to dinner, we hit, you know, whatever, then you leave. Then the next time, it's like 4 days, and 3 of those days, you met some friends, so y'all finna go out. And then it just progresses on to where you just using my house as somewhere to change clothes.
Has that happened?
No, I'm just saying. That's why.
In the butt.
If you live out in Villa Rica, you need to make some changes and trying to figure out breaking your leases.
It'll progress till she'll come over, she stay, and she ain't trying to give you none, and then she out with a friend, you know. Now we just
down,
look.
It go down here quick.
Real quickly. And you can't let that
now
happen.
You really got to kick her out.
Yeah, like you have to.
You have to go. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, you got to go.
Go
sweep the devil out.
Yeah. You got to go because that's just like, let's say, situation in reverse with you.
Uh-huh.
You get a dude who lives far away. You feeling you. He
and
come over.
This.
You know what I'm saying? He stay. Hold on. He stay for a couple of days. You know what I'm saying? And eventually he starts staying 4 or 5 days. And eventually he starts breaking you off. Like you know what I'm saying? He was in the beginning. Okay, he'll come, you know, Thursday. He ain't really, you know, trying to do it no more. He's out. And he gone like 3-1. He come back. He'll land in bed.
He still ain't got you nothing.
I'm just saying. How you feel? You
going
to be mad.
When I was going through my divorce,
yeah.
I had like 4 places to stay up here in the city. And I was living in Douglasville. 4 places. And I used to bounce around all those places. And the key is I got to go to the gym in the morning. So I used to drive to the gym like at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So that's why you started that routine.
Yes, because I lived in Douglasville. So I don't want no traffic. So I used to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, get in the car by 4:30 in the morning, get in the car by 5, drive to up 400, go to the gym. By the time I get done, it's 7 o'clock. Then drive right to work and be there.
And
like
find somewhere to go at the evening.
Yeah, I go to happy hour. That's why I started going. See, that's why I know.
These habits.
This is why I know a lot of good places to go for happy hours for
home,
dinner
try
because
all.
The traffic. Yeah, so I would go find a nice spot after work.
That's
and
how I
did them. Every spot that I could ever all around the area, and then I drove home like at 7 o'clock when no traffic was around, and did this shit all over again. Yeah. Spent a lot of money on happy hours.
I bet you did.
But I met a lot of good bartenders, and the money started going back in my pocket because you took me up. And that's what you do.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
Well, I mean,
all about people.
I mean, yeah, because I'm in that boat right now, so I guess I
You don't want to fall asleep going back to Lawrenceville, though.
I don't.
No.
I lived in Lawrenceville for 2 months. Worst 2 months of my
life. In Stone Mountain for like 3 months.
Okay. Yep. Like, I was literally depressed getting to work. 2 hours and 15 minutes to get to work every day.
Dude, where do you work? You work
I used to work in Alpharetta. So I used to drive from Lawrenceville across.
Oh, my God. That's
Alpharetta.
Why I work.
Now I work.
It takes
one exit from my house.
It takes me
5 minutes and 38 seconds from touching my door to getting in my car to touching the door of my office.
The biggest traffic jam is just the traffic getting on the freeway.
Yes.
That's it. And once I get on the freeway,
just
it's 5 minutes.
I'm
on an access road.
What's, yeah.
Downhill. Yep. So it's fast. Just getting there. Sometimes I'm like, I'll be at work at 8. You got to bed at 7:45.
Yeah.
Okay. Quick shower. Catch food on the way out.
But you know what? I'd be late anyway. I don't want them to get used to me being on time. So I come in late all the time.
I get there when I get there. Shit.
I told my bosses I'm going to get here 5 minutes before you, and I guarantee you I'm going to leave 5 minutes after
That's
you.
What I was.
That's it.
You salary though, right?
Is there any other way to be? Any other way to be?
I'm just saying.
Look,
yeah.
Salary is a new word for slavery.
Look,
don't let it break.
First of all,
because the first niggas that got to stay all night is the salary cap.
Look, I've been there 5 years. I only have to do that like 3-4 times.
But it happens.
If they couldn't afford me if I was hourly, they'd probably be looking at trying to cut my ass. Like, wait a minute, we got to do something about this salary.
We got to do something about this because you are making too much money.
Look, they get their money back on salary. They get their money out of it. I mean, it looked good, but. So
they gonna
shit
get
break.
Money worth either way.
Like I've literally worked from 7 till 7. Some shit broke. Well, I went home, got some food. Shit broke. I was back at the office at 10:30 till 5 in the morning.
See that? Was
okay,
my,
no,
that was my,
that's like 24 hours.
That was my last job. That was my last job. I don't do that anymore. I'm not in charge of shit. I'm that dude.
I'm in
say,
charge of two shits.
I'm not in charge of that shit. Now my last job, I worked for the city, and I remember Christmas break. I remember like it was yesterday. I get a phone call at like 1:30 in the morning. I'm like, what the fuck? This is like Christmas Eve.
I'm asleep.
I'm like, what the fuck? Brian, we need you to come on to one of these high schools. The big, huge. This is a 5-story high school with six stories. On the top floor with a science science labs, right? So they called and said, Brian, we had a pipe bust in the science room. We get to the school, go all the way to the 6th floor. There's water. The water running from the 6th floor all the way down to the basement.
Oh, shit.
Every elevator is full of water. This shit had been going on for 2 weeks.
Well, they need to call the
water just running.
Turn the water off, somebody.
The lights were flashing in the building when they do. Security drove by, and that's how they found out the water was running inside the building because they was out of school.
So nobody knew.
You remember the episode of Tom and Jerry when the water ran everywhere and they froze and started skating on it everywhere?
Yeah,
that's the first thing I remember when I walked in because water was everything was ruined. Every piece of equipment, everything was fucked.
That's
up.
That's horrible.
Yeah,
but see that.
That took a couple of months to fix all of that.
Yeah.
No, nah, fuck that.
Yeah.
But see, that's why I don't want to work a job anymore.
Well,
I love the job.
I hate working my job.
You wait a couple of nights. Every song.
I'm about to be a
How
stripper.
Much you gonna charge for a song?
Hey, look. Media income for strippers is like $145 a year?
Yes.
That's median.
Reported.
That's if you just
standing on the pole.
That's what's
maybe,
reported.
Maybe
yeah.
show a little vagina flash real quick, like pennies. No. If you got some lace pennies.
Mm.
I would not recommend.
I ration my dollars off till I see a vagina flash. Okay. Okay, just give you all this extra money.
This is for tomorrow's lunch.
Like, hey, look, until I see, you know.
I'm not going to be able to do it. Like, I just can't. I can't. And it's just too much, especially like working in Lawrenceville. I mean, working in Alpharetta and then living in Lawrenceville.
And then driving to school.
And then I work 10 to 7. So I'm up from 5 until. Whatever. I mean, later than that, because I have to get stuff ready for like the next day, and like
you need to get up this ride. You go this
right. I don't know how long I can maintain it.
You about to turn 32?
I'm about to turn 30, and when I turn 30, shit's about to hit the fan.
You might want
to
start stripping now because it ain't nothing like a damn
like gravity.
I think I'm gonna start. I was thinking about like within the last 2 weeks, just because I feel like for my 30th birthday, I want to have something to like.
Let's start on amateur night.
I'm throwing money.
Hey, amateur Mondays at Blue Flame
tonight.
You know? We have $5 Mondays at Magic City.
Would you be upset if they told you we can't hire you? We pass.
Yeah, I'd be mad. What the fuck?
Like, yeah.
Why would they pass me? Because I don't have.
Looked at you, and this just ain't gonna work out. Would you be able to?
Yeah, probably because I don't have like those butts that everybody else has.
Well, they could afford them.
They can, right. They can afford them. I mean, some of them
now
came.
You don't know what's what.
And some of them even before then can't afford them.
Look, let me tell you this.
What?
I've been to a bunch of strip clubs in Atlanta. Some of those women, you know, like, don't need to be stripping. Okay? They need to be, you know, doing something else. They're just not built for it.
Find okay? one to get into.
I'll say that.
What is the build? Like, what does that mean?
Physique.
Look, just not really built.
Somebody was being nice to them by letting them on the stage.
But then everybody has what their type. Everybody likes something. Everybody likes their type.
Yeah.
Okay. And so they have right. They got to diversify your bonds. Okay. You can't, you know, you can't all look like the same thing because everybody don't want that.
So you're talking about like they had the cheetah?
I hate cheetahs. That's the worst one in my opinion. Okay, the light's too bright.
Red rooster.
They don't really strip.
Is that the one with the old women?
No. Cheetah is like downtown where the it's like a.
I think I'm gonna just make my own. It's strip a real club. High end. I'm about to start hiring on ATLPN.com.
Y'all finna do a damn lock in? That what you gonna start doing?
I'm gonna rent a building out, and I'm just gonna have my own strippers.
You ever been to lock in? Y'all been to lock in before?
No, what is lock in?
I have.
Where they just a whole bunch of strippers just come to an apartment, y'all lock in, and just they just get paid.
So one of my really good friends rented out a castle. She's a stripper. She rented out a castle and had a strip like strip classes.
Castle.
Yeah, like she. There's this girl in Atlanta who name is Lux ATL. She has. She has a PhD.
Yes.
And she's a stripper. One of my really good friends. Mm-hmm. And like she was like, I make more. She has a PhD in early English education, if I'm not mistaken. And she was like, I make 3 times as much money stripping as I do with my PhD.
Yes. Of course.
Okay. She rented out a castle, okay, to teach people how to strip, you know, and like. And
how so much she charge for that class?
Look, you got to talk to Lux. I don't. Okay. She had an event in her house one time. She was like, hey, so you're really going to be stripping on the poles? You need like, can I come through and watch? She's like, sure. I just read the benefits.
That would be a dope ass thing. Look, like, Therese, I mean, that would be a little video.
You can find her online at Lux ATL.
This might have been one of the weekends he disappeared and asked nobody text messages or calls.
Now we know where this nigga was.
This is my older life. Now, you know.
Your old life.
Yeah, I can't do that no more.
Oh, okay. All right. Unless well, I'm just saying because this is a Lifetime movie about that girl that was going to college and she said she needs some money. She became a porn star. That bitch still doing porn. I mean, she was ridiculed as fuck during college, but this bitch is still doing
porn.
Paid.
See all that paid. Shit. Ridiculing folks and looking down on folks because they career. That's just some Bible.
Some people
shit.
Have sucked dick for bananas. Okay.
Yes,
let's
exactly.
So,
for cheeseburgers.
Exactly. That nigga took you to McDonald's. You felt like you was
right. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like the people who gave that one girl hell who sold her virginity for like $1 million.
Yeah.
Like, and like.
That's a come up.
Right.
To who?
She was a virgin. And so she sold her virginity for like $1 million. And these people were like just bashing her. And I'm like, how you gonna judge her when you probably gave your shit up for nothing for free
for a wet ass
right? That's it
because you loved him and it was 10th grade
and now you over here so, fucking with this corny ass nigga. You didn't have his baby, now you stuck raising little popcorn
right
because you over here tripping.
You know what I'm saying? And
that sounds a bit personal.
I wasn't gonna say them. She did went hard. She went kind of hard in the paint.
And if you ever call
fuck that nigga Chuck, you ain't shit.
Damn. If you ever tell if your son's nickname is Popcorn, I'm going to have a problem with that.
Exactly.
Look. Yeah.
Oh, I'm just saying, like, people these days are just not, I don't know. I can't do it. Like, sex sells. If I can get money, $1 million for fucking every time, you think I'm not going to do it?
You'd be a billionaire right now, wouldn't you?
I'll be out of, gotta go.
She be getting fucked right now.
I have wrapped the God money.
Gotta go. Like, no, I'm just saying. I think it might not be. Everybody has morals. Everybody has things that they would or would not do. Sorry, y'all. Guess you know, I'm still be sick.
I'm sorry.
I was Brian. What you say?
So you got some hair in your throat.
Why are you so nasty? Y'all so nasty.
I don't think you're about that life. You talk some good games.
He talks real
when
well.
When the shit
you?
Hit
oh
the
my
fan.
God, the microphone just hit me. Guys, the microphone just hit me in my mouth.
You got pleasure out of that?
Look, when it gets down to it, I know she'll get scared and she'll run out of that motherfucking room like, no.
But I don't understand why Brian doesn't know me.
I know. I'm a good judge of.
You're a good judge
scaredness.
Of what? You're a good judge of what?
Of calling bullshit.
Are you? Yep. You think you're a good judge of that? Or
yeah, because I just because I talk a lot of shit. I talk a lot of shit, so I know when I'm talking shit.
It's the woman that you fuck with.
You know what?
Oh, you keep it real.
I'm just saying.
I seen you drop it.
Drop
but
what?
But can you do it on a dick, though?
Here we go.
I think I can.
Here we go.
I mean, I'm just saying.
This is somebody who, you know, ain't had, you know, claims she ain't had no dick in how long? How many? Like, and she talked most
weeks,
shit.
3 weeks, 4 weeks.
3 weeks, 4 weeks, really?
It's been this one, year?
It's been longer than that.
Had no exactly. dick this year?
She's been saying this shit
oh
for longer.
Oh, my God. You are right.
Oh, you. Be, oh, that's so funny. Oh, you been dickless for 2017?
What the fuck?
Oh, you ain't shit. You made it that way.
Wait a minute, fellas. I ain't had nothing this year either.
Oh, you ain't shit either, though. But we always knew that. You going through your thing.
But you going to therapy been, for that, I've been though. Maybe I need to be in there with you.
I ain't been in there.
Me neither. I'm staying within myself.
I ain't had sex and shit. It's
oh, you haven't?
I'm months. Staying within myself.
So you didn't break depends. That just like you broke that little drinking thing that you had? So I don't really trust you.
No.
she said you aren't trustworthy.
I'm not. I can't trust you with that. I'm sorry. I just can't because yeah, I feel been... like you just got.
He laughed at something. Anyway,
I'm just saying.
Mogo told him she had sex in a month. Girl, you had sex in a long goddamn time.
My God,
it's all right.
They say if you don't use it, you lose it.
Nah, they gonna tighten up.
That's not he wanted to do that, then.
Is that it?
He wanted
is
to
all
do
it
that.
Does is tighten up?
No. He's like, I don't know how any of that shit works. He's like, I don't know. I'm just
I mean, I guess ladies could tell me, like, if anybody hasn't had sex in a long time, they
you can tell yourself what you're talking about.
Well, I'll tell when that happened.
But she never went this long since she started fucking.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
After I had Mason, I did.
Yeah, because you had to heal up. Shit.
You had no choice.
A little human just came out, so
you would have been back in the hospital if you did.
Not necessarily.
And that's when you're most fertile too.
Not necessarily because my cousin, she has her two kids are not even like they're the same age for like
apart.
24 months. But she didn't even wait.
Oh, she got Irish twins.
Yeah, Irish twins.
Yes,
she couldn't.
They
fight
in the same grade and everything. Well, yeah.
One of them flunked though, huh?
No, it can happen. I know some.
Well, I got held back.
It's not flunked anymore. It's held back.
I used to know these two girls who were sisters. They weren't twins, but they were in the same grade. Like,
their mama didn't wait. And like, do you have the same mama or the same dad?
I guess they were right.
Neither.
The same
I feel like her parents start fucking like again, like right at the 6 week. Cause like they
because my cousins, they didn't even got the same daddy.
Damn.
They don't have the same daddy?
No, they don't have the same daddy.
Yeah, y'all be daddy. Wow. Y'all family.
I know a woman
they
like
don't
that.
Have the same daddy. That's they're the awkward. Same age for like a couple months, and not, maybe like 2 months, and they don't even have the same daddy.
They couldn't wait for that dick.
Couldn't wait. I was like, damn, like you pregnant again, bitch? Like, what? How can you do that?
Maybe she was just still pregnant.
I didn't even know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, bitch, you still pregnant?
Damn. She didn't even get a break from being pregnant.
Like, God. Put the dick down.
That'll just be depressing.
Step away from
isn't
the
that
dick.
Depressing? Brian,
my boys, are 5 years apart, both of them.
Oh,
five
that's good.
Years, yep.
Did you plan it out like that?
Yes. Yes.
They ain't gonna be in
so
high
it was
school
just
together,
easy.
Though.
It was just easy. Like y'all just decided to have kids, and then it happened.
You
and it was
you
so.
Want, you don't. You never want two kids in daycare at the same time.
You never.
That's taxation without representation, right there.
Oh my God.
In its purest form.
Exactly. And then the way we have it now is they all take care of each other. Like my oldest son takes care of the middle boy, and the middle boy take care of the youngest boy. Seriously,
they ain't gonna never be in high school together.
Never be in high school together.
One of them going to be in eighth grade.
One of them going to always be able to drive the other one around. So you do all of that. Nice but yeah.
That was good. That was easy.
I know it was planned because my ex is a teacher. So we made sure we planned that she was out
so
doing
the
summer.
Babies in the summer.
Yeah,
okay.
Around up in that time. So
okay,
it was all.
That's smart.
That's a real family plan
yeah.
right there.
Yeah. The only thing that fell through was we ain't married no
marriage.
More.
I was going to say the only thing that fell through was the whole fucking marriage. Like what? The fuck?
It was great.
Forgot
other
to work
that,
on that part.
Yeah,
forgot
got,
about that.
We got the
other
most
important
everything
part. Else was great.
We got the most important part done. Yeah.
Y'all did a few things right.
Three.
Yeah, three things right.
Other than that, yeah.
Three of how many? Three of 9,000 things were done right.
We did three. I mean, shit. At least I was married and said that niggas got over here just having kids just for no reason. But,
yeah,
and then
oh,
do
it's,
not
it's
a butt
spread they
right.
see. That's why.
You know what's really depressing is when you text, when you email somebody and you waiting for a response and they. They know you wait. They wait on response. You wait on response. And it's a very important question. And if you do, if you go ahead and just say, fuck it, I ain't going to wait. I'm just going to do it without an answer. You get might get fucked up. What I'm talking about, y'all, is claiming one of these children on my child support. I'm just support for my taxes.
I was like, what is going on? Is it a business deal?
You know, when you email your ex, I'm like, look, am I going to be able to claim, you know, one of them? And then she don't email
I don't know how that works because I've claimed my son every year.
Yeah. It's called relationship warfare. Around about this time.
You have them with you all the time.
Right? Shit. Can't do shit. Can't go out and twerk with nobody. With the adults.
Anybody listening to Mo About Nothing who won't get... I probably ain't going to say better say this, but y'all want $500, so then let me know.
What the fuck?
Nah, you folks get in trouble these days. Yeah. If they're not related to you, do not claim them.
IRS bust people in the head.
Please don't do it. Please bust people don't in the head. Do it. Please, do it. Because the IRS is coming for your ass. Yep.
And
I haven't even claimed anybody. They coming for me. Talking
that
about
that could have used that cash.
Two years ago, you didn't claim some money that you got, and we need it.
Oh yeah, I got a couple of those letters in there. Yeah,
yeah.
Shoot. I said what the? I didn't even know what they were talking about. I took out some money from my IRA.
Yep, they'll hit you. Yep. Hit you.
And I said, they said, you didn't claim this money.
Yeah, we need ours.
We need these ours.
Motherfuckers top.
These motherfuckers came to me and told me I got some deductions I wasn't supposed to have. And then I had all the paperwork. Sent that shit in. They were like, nah.
They threw that shit away. We don't care about that shit. Bitch, you owe me money.
Pay us, goddammit.
I'm confused. Then you have all the paperwork. So
it didn't matter. They
fuck
didn't,
you.
They didn't care.
Pay me. But that was back when the government was like literally cracking down this like a couple years ago with President Obama. They needed money. And so they was like, fuck
no,
you.
No, this
niggas.
The last one's from 2013.
Yeah, it's about
I
the
had
time.
All these goddamn, because I used to go back to Birmingham on business and I also used to go up there for a court and shit.
So you
like
had some deductions.
So I had deductions
you itemized
of hotel rooms.
You itemized it.
But on my receipts, the shit didn't say business. So I got I'm good at Photoshop.
No.
So anyway, I turned in all my paperwork. They looked at it and said, nah.
Damn.
Nah.
So what if we all just decide not to pay taxes?
Well, visitation is.
I'm just saying, like, what if everybody, well, like, Trump, don't this, play, he ain't pay taxes.
Honestly, there's this.
And I don't understand how come we.
Some people believe that income tax is illegal.
It is.
Yeah, but we pay it anyway.
I mean, because nobody thinks to look into that shit. A whole lot of shit, I would say,
people,
is illegal.
People look into it, but...
Because the debt is supposed to be paid by the government. We should not have any debt.
I don't know about that.
I don't have any debt. They already got the motherfucking money. All the money that they need, they already
have.
This.
When you get up in the morning and you get on the road and drive your 2 hours, if those roads had potholes all in them, would you be upset?
They do, and I am upset. And I hit my motherfucking tires every damn time. Every
That's
day.
What your tax is supposed to go to. It's like roads and libraries.
Right,
and
I see, but
NPR.
A lot of shit is followed
NPR.
By the
NPR.
Yes. Yeah.
Shit like that.
Yeah. Okay, well, that doesn't happen. I feel like it doesn't happen. I feel like it goes to people like Donald Trump who files bankruptcy 5 times and still a billionaire.
Look, that ship has sailed. We got the motherfucker in the White House. And I want to see what the Ovand is tomorrow. And I'm going to put some money down on it.
Gotta deal with it.
You're going to have to deal with it.
You're going to put some money down on it.
The over under? How long are you going to last?
The under.
That's what I want to say. Like, yeah, you're going to put some money in on it. I don't want to bet on that.
I told you. March.
You said March. I'm not betting on that.
The odds of March. I'm going to get into 15. Okay, we're going to hit it with that Julius Caesar.
His supporters are many. Like, it's an
army. We're not killing him. I'm just saying impeachment.
Whatever happens,
I don't think
to
that's gonna happen.
Yeah, he's fucking up heavily.
Whatever happens,
they
to
don't.
Him, let it happen.
No, they don't give a fuck because they for it's for them. It's for
no,
the
no,
majority.
No. His thing. Okay, all right.
And
so
we're back.
This government is. You know, there are certain rules to this shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
you can't.
Be.
No.
There used to be.
You can't literally be doing like extra crazy shit as president. You don't have phenomenal cosmic power. Okay, you can be impeached. Okay, like,
and here's the thing: a lot of things that, let's say, Bush 2 did, he wrote some executive orders, and guess what happened? They came right back around, and they told them, nope, and all that shit went away.
Mm-hmm.
Obama kind of did a couple of same things: nope, and it's going away. So all this stuff he's doing is just for show, so he can tell the folks, look, I tried. I did the executive order like I told you I was going to do. They won't let us do this, and it's going to cause a fucking civil war.
Well, see, the thing with this, I think it's a little different because he got the House and the Senate to be like, okay, yeah, do that shit.
Yeah, they can push
you know what I'm saying? Too. So now he's like
– his playground
But the thing is, he's going too far. he's taking away people's civil liberties. Yep. And at some point, the Justice Department is going to be like, no, nigga, you fucking up. You
well, we're not doing this no more. Federal judges already said no on yeah. that man anyway.
Now they're starting to check him because
it's the acting attorney general, she had to enforce the shit.
Yeah, acting
like,
attorney general.
He's like, fuck what the judicial branch talking about. Yeah, I'm the president.
Right. He's literally out here thugging, and so now so many people are pissed. Okay, and so here's the thing: these people in power right now who let the shit happen gonna have to come up for re-election. Okay, and you're gonna have to sit there and face your constituents and be like, yeah, I was with him, you know, I ain't really say nothing. Okay, you're gone. Okay, and this is what they're afraid of. You watch, you pay attention, his own party is starting to distance themselves from him.
And that's all they do.
Like, literally, they're like, oh, this he's literally fucking up right now. I don't want to be a part. He's like, Rudy Giuliani was one of his biggest supporters. That now he's like, fuck Trump. Right. He's like, oh, wow. This nigga's out. Yeah.
He also saying that shit because he ain't getting no job.
Does he what?
He ain't getting a job.
Right.
Well, Trump didn't hire him.
Yeah, they didn't put him in
the next motherfucker come out as that dude over there in Jersey. He going to be next. What is his name? The mayor, the governor over there?
Christie.
Yeah. He going to be next saying fuck Trump because he ain't get a job either.
I mean, he's always kind of like, ever since he praised Obama after that hurricane, they've always kind of like kicked him to the side anyway. Like, yeah. He ain't shit. And so he was like, he did a good fucking job when my state was in a, you know, state of emergency.
Right.
But like, why, pay attention to the news. Like, they're like, we don't support Trump because they realize that he's extra fucking up.
Well, my resolution was to get off the news. I said I'm gonna get away from that shit.
I did too.
I can't take it, man. I don't. I don't need to know the ignorance every day.
And then it's just like so many people. What I can't
every
say,
day.
I'm gonna stay woke, but I'm not gonna be watching
people,
this shit every day.
The people fighting over stupid shit.
It's draining.
Like, liberals, because these liberals, they're crying. I don't give a fuck. All I want to know is why my motherfucking auntie and my neighbor still stuck in this motherfucking airport and they can't come home.
Right.
That's what I want to know.
Definitely hits
home.
I'm
not worried about none of that. I'm not worried about what you're talking about, these liberals doing shit. No, what you got to understand is Obama did shit, okay. Bush did shit, okay. These motherfuckers is not doing the shit that this dude is doing. Yeah. They didn't do any of that.
All that has to happen is somebody die trying to leave an airport.
Trying to leave an airport.
Everybody's run for the door. What's going to happen?
They always want to blame. People want somebody to blame.
I'm telling you, this is how you kick off the revolution, okay? Let one of these good law-abiding white ladies get shot, okay, by TSA on TV, and they're going to burn this fucking place to the ground. I promise you, okay? Because blacks, honestly, for the most part, blacks aren't protesting. We've been down this road.
We're tired.
Okay? You know what I'm saying?
We're tired.
It's these white people who finally got a taste of this who's like, nah, fuck this, and they've been protesting.
What's that chick name from Aruba? Natalie Holloway.
Yeah.
Patrice O'Neal said.
Look, I seen that. Yeah,
that's when you're gonna get a lot of white folks. Let it be a little pretty little white girl.
Because the thing is, let something happen to one of these white people out here protesting.
Yeah,
and they're gonna. And listen here, because here's the thing: if your woman get into a fight, right, you have to fight. Plain and simple. Even if your woman's in the wrong, you brawling. Because your wife just got beat up.
Right.
So imagine your wife just got shot, okay, on national TV. Little White Susie just got shot on national TV.
Little White Susie?
She could be in the wrong. Just got shot. Pow, she's dead on national TV. They showing it. Burn to the ground.
Yep.
The United States are killing little white women. We starting over, okay? Like, seriously. As a matter of fact, one of my my old roommates, pointed this out to me. He was like, you look at any horror movie and there's a group of people and let's say they start dying, you know who always makes it to the end?
The white woman, the
pure blonde white lady. No, and like every horror movie I've watched, the white lady lives, everyone. And I'm like,
and so
that's the mentality they're trying to instill in people. So let one of these little white ladies out here die, you know.
It's over.
It's over for all of us.
Like, they're going to burn it to the ground. All right? Blaze glory.
That's all it's going to take.
So you going to do your shit you hate?
No. I don't have anything because Doug had it.
Oh. That we just got.
Gangsta.
Doug had it. Kobe. Everything. He did everything.
Well, I'm glad you ain't in your feelings this week. That's what I'm glad of. Kobe. All right, you know.
Yeah, because I had food this week. I didn't. I cooked for myself.
Okay.
And I had some food.
You don't need to depend on no man. You know what I'm saying?
I do on Monday night.
Except for that dick.
If I'm coming over here to do a podcast, I think I might need to depend on somebody to have some food. But your refrigerator be so motherfucking dry.
We had good on Saturday.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we had.
Yeah. Sliders. And I laughed my ass up this morning. I got up. I remember Doug told me. Doug said, this is okay. It just needs some. Need some goodness.
That's a whole bunch of shit. I was like, you need more of what make it good, nigga.
What was the drive?
He was critiquing my slider.
No. Okay. It was good. It was good. You know, it was good, but it need more of whatever made it good. It's hard to explain. Like, it was slightly bland, ain't the word I'm looking for. It could have used a little bit more to set it off, kick it off.
A little more goodness.
Yeah, a little more goodness.
That's what I'm going to tell the next chick I
fuck. You know what? I'm not even going to trip because I hope for March 28th. March 28th is a Tuesday. I don't have to go to work. Where are you going? Because there's a podcast that you do on Tuesdays. Oh, man. So.
Like, I might need you to step in that week.
Tuesday is March 28th. I'm not going to work. Ooh. Also, Monday is 27th. I'm not going to work.
So, started getting lit on. That's a whole 4 days.
So, that's a whole, weekend that you got.
You might have to go get you some stirrups. It's going to be a freaky week that week. With you and for your birthday, somebody going to have to step in. What you looking for?
I'm looking for who you talking to. I'm trying to find out. What I'm talking about is fucking food.
What you want?
See, this is where I always go south.
Bland
slider. I don't know. How did I step into the position of the person who's going to make sure she's fed for her birthday? I didn't even fill out this application. Where did this come from?
You got drafted, nigga.
I know. I don't want to. I'm not playing for this coach.
You feed that one show very well.
Mm-hmm. I'm not playing
that
for this
other
coach.
Show. That's what she said.
That one show. Not the other show. That one show.
That mm-hmm. one show. Maybe two shows.
Cats on Thursday night don't get fed like that. No.
So what you saying?
I'm not. I can't even do things that I hate this week because I hate when Brian tries to divert his attention away from what the issue really is. That's what I.
An issue is your food for your birthday.
Yeah, what's the real issue?
The issue is that I hate getting treated like a stepchild.
You don't get treated like a stepchild. You the finest motherfucker here on Monday night.
That's our show, guys. Thank you for listening and tune in next week for More About Nothing. Maybe, good night.